Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1883. The market right now doesn't care how fantastic your stocks are, by Vitaly Casanelson of ContrarianEdge.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. The market right now doesn't care how fantastic your stocks are, by Vitaly Casanelson of ContrarianEdge.com. The Roman philosopher Seneca wasn't talking about the stock market when he wrote that time discovers truth, but he could have been. In the long run, a stock price will reflect a company's true intrinsic value. In the short run, the pricing is basically random. Here are two real-life examples. Let's say you had the smarts to buy Microsoft in November 1992. It would have been a brilliant decision in the long run. The software giant stock has gone up many fold since. But 9 months later, in August 1993, that call did not look so brilliant. Microsoft shares had declined 25% in less than a year. In fact, it would have taken you 18 months until May 1994 for this purchase to break even. 18 months of dumbness? In the early 1990s, the PC industry was still in its infancy. Microsoft's DOS and Windows operating systems were de facto standards. Outside of Apple Macs and a tiny fraction of computers, every computer came pre-installed with DOS and Windows. Microsoft had a pristine balance sheet and a brilliant co-founder and CEO in Bill Gates, who would turn mountains upside down to make sure the company succeeded. The previously mentioned sentence is infested with hindsight. After all, that was almost 30 years ago. But Microsoft clearly had an incredible moat, which became wider with every new PC sold and every new software program written to run on Windows. Here's another example. GoPro is a maker of video cameras used by surfers, skiers, and other extreme sports enthusiasts. If you had bought the stock soon after it went public in 2014, you would have paid $40 a share for a $5.5 billion market cap company earning about $100 million a year. A price-earnings ratio of about 55. Your impatience would, however, have been rewarded. The stock more than doubled in just a few short months, hitting $90. Would it have been a good decision to buy GoPro? The company makes a great product. I own one. But GoPro has no protective moat around its business. None. Most components that go into its cameras are commodities. There's no barriers to entry into the specialized video camera segment. Most important, there are no switching costs for consumers. Investors who bought GoPro after its IPO paid a huge premium for the promise of much higher earnings from a company that might or might not be around 5 years later. What's even more interesting is that some of those buyers were then selling to even bigger fools who bought at double the price a few months later. GoPro was a momentum stock that was riding a wave about to break. Fast forward a few years and GoPro sales have been on a decline. Nowadays, its stock trades below $6. These two examples bring us to the non-trivial topics of complex systems and non-linearity. My favorite thinker, Nassim Taleb, wrote the following in his book, Anti-Fragile: Things That Gain from Disorder. Quote, "Complex systems are full of interdependencies, hard to detect, and non-linear responses. Non-linear means that when you double the dose of, say, a medication, or when you double the number of employees in a factory, you don't get twice the initial effect, but rather a lot more or a lot less." End quote. The stock market is a complex system where in the short term, there are few, if any, interdependencies between decisions and outcomes. In the short run, stock prices are driven by thousands of random variables. Stock market participants have different risk tolerances and emotional aptitudes, and diverse time horizons ranging from milliseconds for high-speed traders to years for long-term investors. In other words, predicting where a stock price will be in a day, a month, or even a year is not much different from guessing whether the ball on a roulette wheel will land on red or black. In the longer run, good decisions should pay off because fundamentals will shine through, as was the case with buying Microsoft in 1992 and not buying GoPro in 2014. But in the short run, there's no correlation between good decisions and results. Whenever you look at your portfolio, think of Microsoft and GoPro. The performance of your stocks in the short run tells you absolutely nothing about what you own or about the quality of your decisions. You may own a portfolio of Microsofts, and its value is going down because at this juncture, the market doesn't care about Microsofts. Or maybe you stuffed your retirement fund with overpriced fads that may not be around a year from now. But in the longer run, remember what Seneca knew: time discovers truth. You just listened to the post titled, "The Market Right Now Doesn't Care How Fantastic Your Stocks Are," by Vitaly Kasanelson of ContrarianEdge.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. That's a great Seneca quote, "Time discovers truth." And I appreciated how Vitaly reminded us all today that while hindsight is 2020, it's really challenging to know which stocks are going to stand the test of time. This is why I'm a fan of index fund investing. It completely removes all of the work around selecting the right companies that have a moat around their business, as described today with Microsoft. This is because index funds are self-cleansing. When any individual holding loses value, at a certain point, it will be delisted from the index and replaced by stocks that are performing better. Professional investment advisors make predictions all the time on which stocks will do well based on fancy metrics and poring over earnings reports and evaluating trends. But the overwhelming majority are wrong. According to a 2020 report, over a 15-year period, nearly 90% of actively managed investment funds failed to beat the market. Portfolio managers are often Ivy League educated investors who spend their entire workday attempting to outperform the stock market. If investment professionals can't consistently beat the market, why would I even try? Especially when I consider that I don't need to beat the market to meet my financial goals. I simply need to match the market, and I can do that by investing in index funds. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.